Good morning, Denver. Thank you for listening to Power Players this Saturday morning. Folks, we're here today with, I'm going to say this right, Luis Villarreal.
There you go.
Did I say it right?
You said it right.
Awesome. With Save Our Youth. Luis, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Doing great.
We've had an opportunity to share some time on the program today, and it is apropos because some of the things we're going to be talking about are sports related. So not only can we share a little bit about Save Our Youth and what you do and how people can get involved, but we'll also talk about an awesome event that you got coming up here that is sports related. So it fits right in with the theme of our program. So having said that, I'm going to turn this over mostly to you, and I want to ask you first, if you can tell our listeners about Save Our Youth and what you are, what the mission is, and how you operate here in the community.
Yeah, well, Save Our Youth, we started almost 13 years ago, really in response to the same social problem that we see today, which was gangs in 1993. That summer was called the Summer of Violence, and I assembled, in the end, almost 120 churches and all these pastors and mission directors. We just met monthly. Actually, it was every other week, and we prayed. We asked, what would God want us to do in response to this problem of kids shooting each other? And the result of it was we had a urban youth crusade in different parts of town, and we attracted 5,000 kids in five nights, and 800 kids said they wanted to do something with their lives. They gave their lives to Jesus Christ over the course of those five nights. But the end result was we started a mentoring program because we realized that kids were disconnected from caring adults. And really that's the problem we see across the board, irrespective of class or color, that we are living in some of the richest times in history, and yet parents are disengaged, disconnected from their own children. And so kids, in the end, have to turn to somebody, and God has made us as social beings, and if we can't connect with our parents because they're absent, then kids begin to connect with other kids, and the wisdom that kids have can never match the wisdom that comes from a healthy, caring adult. And so gangs and teenage pregnancy is a logical conclusion to kids' lives that don't have caring adult input. When you look at the scriptures in John 5, when Jesus was healing on the Sabbath and they were criticizing him, I loved what he said, and this really typifies what we try to do. He said, I tell you the truth, he said, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can only do what he sees his Father doing, because what the Father does, the Son also does. And that's a great picture. It captures what happens between fathers and sons, between parents and kids. And we repeat, children repeat, and they mimic, and they copy what they see their parents doing. And if a parent's not there, then they turn to their peers. And it's one of the most lethal combinations, adolescence and peer input. It doesn't match what a caring adult can provide. And so we basically, Save Our Youth provides mentoring relationships for kids who do not have caring adults in their lives. And our focus is we want kids to excel educationally, we want them to excel emotionally, we want them to develop life skills, but more importantly, we want them to know Christ, because that's the ultimate and best relationship. We're healed through relationship with Christ.
Mm. Yeah, no doubt about that. Amen to that. You know, as a parent, it is so critical, too, because a lot of people think, well, you know, we're talking about gang-related stuff, we're talking about teenage pregnancy, we're talking about so many issues that people just say, okay, well, that's an inner-city issue, or that's a, you know, it's, I'll tell you, now it's not just an inner-city. This is real stuff that's going on all over our country, and specifically in our country, because we're just a culture of so much, and these kids have access to so much, and they see so much on everyday TV. I mean, just watching normal mainstream TV in the middle of the day, you could be watching a sports program or anything, your kids are exposed to so much, and they think that it's okay.
Right.
They think that you know, and I'm not putting down the rap music, because there's a great part of that culture too. Now you see it in Christian hip hop, Christian rap music is out there, and it's a great thing because it's a way to get connected to these youth. But what they see out there is the other side of it: the money, the girls with skimpy clothes, you know, the guys who are walking around, they got the fancy cars, and they almost embellish this attitude of You know, they've put themselves on a pedestal, and it's a pedestal above Christ, and it's a pedestal that totally ignores Christ. And our kids mm-hmm. see that. And as a parent, parents have to know that it's not just the parents that are disengaged with their kids on a big level where you see it. You know, where the parents nowadays are my age. You know, I'm 36. The parents that are my age, there's a generation gap there, and there's a generation of parents who don't care. There's a generation of parents that grew up in my era that they started to get exposed to this. And when they did, they became parents who are not such great representatives for their kids.
Exactly.
And the smallest disconnect can be major in a kid's life.
I was raised without a father. My father died when I was a kid, died of heart disease. And so we were raised by a mother. And I'll tell you, we were salvaged. Our lives were salvaged when somebody, I'm Hispanic, and this was a white male who was a Christian, and he decided to invest in someone else's child. And it was me and my brothers. And, you know, he became the bridge to healthy life, the bridge to learning the right skills for effectively, behaving and making decisions. And without that, it's tough. And not only did he love us, but he gave us the message of Christ. So in a sense, he taught me how to be fathered by a spiritual father while he touched me and while he, you know, connected to my life. And that's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge. Bigger than we realize.
Yeah, absolutely. Parenting is it. I mean, we're given that responsibility to take care of these kids, not for us, but for God.
Yeah, yeah.
They're his kids.
You know, I just can't get over, I have three kids, and I just can't get over what I give my kids. I give my kids love and care, and I'm answering their questions. I can sense what they're going through, and I didn't get that except through my mentor. If he hadn't been there, I'd be on my own and living a pretty disastrous life.
Sure. No, there's no question about that. And I'll tell you, the topic is good right now too. I just, for my listeners who know, who get my weekly newsletter and everything like that, we've been pregnant for 10 months now.
Mm.
And that means that we just had our fifth baby yesterday afternoon. Praise God. And, he's awesome. He's good. And so the people that know me know they can listen and hear Mickey, my wife, is great. And the baby, Caden, is great. But it just brings to light again, you know, I am blessed to have these children to bring up in a way that pleases our Lord,
mm-hmm.
In a way that glorifies him, and in a way the message that he's given us of eternal salvation through Jesus Christ not only sticks with our kids, but they get it.
Mm-hmm.
They have to get it. They have to understand that that's a free gift, but they have to accept that gift, and that we know that they're not going to be everything that God wants them to be until they get to that point of accepting Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's the best chance. That's the best thing we can give them. We're giving them an anchor, and if we don't, then basically, hey, I tell people, buckle your seatbelt, because you're going to watch a life filled with a lot of heartache and bad decisions. We have a kid that we're mentoring right now. He's one of six kids, five different fathers, and mother died last summer, age 39, went in and out of the hospital and died of undernourishment. And these kids, they couldn't wash their clothes. They didn't know how to cook for themselves. They weren't going to school.
Mm.
Not in trouble with the law. They were basically human beings that were not taught anything. And so we matched him with a mentor. And this kid says, you know what, it's tough to be with my mentor, but it's good.
Mm.
And so he realizes in his head that what he's getting from someone who loves him, and this boy's Hispanic, this mentor's white. And, you know, I think society puts so much attention on the differences. And yet, you know what, love is colorblind. And then when love is rooted in a relationship with Christ, it's a message that kids can hear. And this kid's just eating it up. And we have a chance with this kid. We have a chance that this kid can be productive. So that's huge.
That is huge, no doubt about it. And I'm going to mention real quick, too, that for people, one of the keys here is that we want to get people involved with Save Our Youth. We want people that are willing to mentor, willing to give up some of their time. And at this point, when you're listening to this show, whoever's out there listening to this show, We're not asking you to log on and do that right away, but we're asking you to log on to this website. I'm going to give you a call just to get more information, to see if it's a fit for you. Obviously, I know that you believe, Luis, that this is something they need to pray about. This is something they need to really investigate first. So that's what we're trying to get accomplished right now, is we want people to look into this and see. Maybe it's something that God is putting in front of you for a reason right now, that it's something that you could be doing. So, and that goes for me too. It's something that we want to look into. I want to encourage people to go to this following website, saveouryouth.org. Everybody knows about the www, so just saveouryouth.org. You can email Luis at info@saveouryouth.org.
Mm-hmm,
again,
right.
It's info@saveouryouth.org. And if you don't want to get on the computer, I'm going to give you a phone number, and I'm going to give it to you a couple times, so grab a pen. 303-455-1126. Again, it's 303-455-1126. And I'll mention this again on the next segment as well. I want everybody to get a chance to write down the website and the phone number. And then in the meantime, everybody knows you can go to my website, powerplayersradio.com, and check out what's going on here. You'll have a link right up to Save Our Youth. I'll put it on there to make sure that you have access that way too. So that's saveouryouth.org and powerplayersradio.com. We'll make sure we get you hooked up that way. We're going to break real quick, Luis, just to identify our sponsor.
Okay.
We'll get back right on with Luis Villarreal.
Good.
I'm not good at that. Can you say it one more time for me so I hear it right?
It's Villarreal.
Villarreal will save our youth. Luis Villarreal. We'll be right back on the other side of the break.
94.7 KRKS.
At JFR & Associates, experience a refreshing way to purchase or lease your next vehicle. A professional and courteous member of their team can save you the hassles of typical automotive shopping. They'll do the work and save you time and money. The trained consultants at JFR will search for your next new or pre-owned vehicle, and they have all types of financing available for any credit situation. Their consultants can discuss leasing or financing options with you. At JFR & Associates, they are proud of their reputation, and their repeat and referral clients all agree. Purchasing your next vehicle can be a surprisingly pleasant experience. Call JFR & Associates today for all of your automotive needs. Call 1-888-963-2289 or visit their website, www.jfrcars.com. Call JFR & Associates today for all of your automotive needs. Call 1-888-963-2289. That's 1-888-963-2289. Call today.
All right, Denver, thanks for coming back and joining us again on Power Players. We're with Luis Villarreal with Save Our Youth, and we are going to be talking a little bit this segment about an event that you've got coming up here in Denver. But we ended that last segment, and I was encouraging people to investigate Save Our Youth, to get involved, but to just pray about it and look into it and see if it's something that fit for them. I want to let you actually say a little bit more about that part of it before we go on to that.
Okay, you're talking about the event.
Well, before we go on to the event, I want to make sure if I said it right, then we're good. But I'm encouraging people to check out Save Our Youth so that they can see if it's a fit for them and a way to get involved.
Okay.
But I wanted to give the mic to you a little bit about getting involved.
Well, Save Our Youth, like I said, is a mentoring program, and we go after people who are Christians. We go after people who are in the church that would like to mentor a child. The children that we mentor are between the ages of 10 and 17. We ask for mentors to give us 1 year to mentor a child for 1 to 3 hours a week. We will train you. We will assign somebody on our staff to monitor what you're doing, to give you every piece of advice you need, to be able then to give you the kind of books you need, the kind of counsel you need, so that you never feel like you're out of water. We want you to feel comfortable. We want you to feel confident, and we want you to be successful. Our kids come from different parts of the city. I think the common denominator, the kids we serve, they're generally poor. They generally are from single-parent homes, and every one of these kids call us for a mentor. We don't get parents saying, "We want you. Can you give a mentor to my child?" Well, we say, "Well, you got to have your child to call us, because we want that child to be motivated. We want to make sure that they're just as invested as the mentor who calls in, like yourself, if you want to be a mentor. We want motivation on both sides. That way, it's a good combination for success. So anybody that would love to do that, we'd love to have you. We train people every month, twice a month. Every other Thursday, we have a training class here in our office in North Denver. And you can call us at 303-455-1126. That's our office line, 303-455-1126, and we'll get you connected with somebody. You make an application, we'll get some references on you, and we get going. And usually we don't lose anybody. Once you get connected to Save Our Youth and mentoring, we usually keep you, because we do a real good job of making sure that all your needs are taken care of. And that's kind of it.
It sounds like you guys provide everything that somebody needs. Once they've really prayed about this and decided that this is a fit for them, you provide everything they need to,
exactly,
to really be involved.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Exactly.
Well, now, talking about that too, we've got an awesome event coming up, and it is sports related, called Tailgate. It's going to be on April 26th at the Sewell Ballroom at 14th and Champa. And I'm going to, again, folks that are listening, I'm going to mention it again, so you'll have time to write this down. But you're going to have Dan Hawkins, Sonny Lubick, and Coach Calhoun are going to be there.
Right.
And CJ, Charles Johnson, is going to be there as your MC.
Right.
So this is going to be a pretty cool event. You've got some great names there that are going to be involved. What's going on at this event?
Well, we don't have banquets every year, but we do so that we can reconnect with the community. We have a number of people that support us, and it's a way to tell our story. But on April 26th, we will be having those three personalities, Sonny Lubick, CSU coach, Dan Hawkins, CU, and then Coach Calhoun, the new replacement for Fisher DeBerry over at the Air Force Academy. Mm. And we're going to address the theme of mentoring, but the actual theme is coaching is mentoring, mentoring is coaching. And it'll be a fun event. We'll have peanuts, popcorn, Cracker Jacks on the table. We will have the highlights of each team's season. We'll have three screens. And Charles Johnson, CJ, who's a well-known personality in radio and TV, he will be emceeing the night. And he'll be, we'll get some banter back and forth between the different competitive coaches. But in the end, we want these coaches to impart the wisdom that they have from the coaching that they've done over the last 30 or so years. Mm. I think Sonny Lubick's been at it for a while.
Oh, yeah.
But these guys are friends. But like parenting, parents coach their kids to make right decisions. They mentor their kids. And by getting these three men, we're able to address the issue of mentoring and really just attract attention to the needs we have to attract more mentors. And, we'll have a silent auction, we'll have a live auction, but primarily the focus is going to be these three men. And then we'll interview probably one of our mentors who will talk about his experience with his kid. So it'll be a great night. It'll go from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock on that Thursday night. It's just going to be a whole lot of fun.
And is this a dinner or just an event to come listen to?
Well, no, it's an actual dinner.
Okay.
We'll start out with dinner. We're going to have some school bands with different fight songs. We're going to have different banners of the universities. And we're encouraging people to come to buy a table, to maybe get your team, and we're going to have some. I know we're going to have some Nebraska tables. We're going to have some UNC tables. We'll have some Kansas tables, some Iowa tables, and people will come, and they'll get their friends there, and a whole bunch of CU, CSU fans. We'll have dinner. It's going to be casual. You come like you're going to get excited and to have a barbecue dinner before the actual game. That's what we call a tailgate.
Yeah.
So, but it's an event where we will honor the Lord, but we'll also bring attention to mentoring by getting these different men to speak to the issue.
Absolutely. Well, and you'll you said you're going to have a Kansas table and a CU table there?
We're going to have – there's going to be a lot of CU tables, but I know there'll be a lot of Kansas tables too. I know Nebraska's going to be well represented. I know that. We have a number of supporters who absolutely love the Cornhuskers, and they'll be there in their prominent red and white. So it's going to be – it's not just for those three universities, but it's
right.
The issue is – hey, come and have a great time, and let's address the issue of need for mentors.
Yeah, I was actually leading into a little bit of a joke there. I don't know if you're a basketball
fan. Are you a Kansas
man? No. I'm actually I like the Buffs, but I don't know if you saw that basketball game at Kansas City. Oh my goodness!
Oh wow!
That was rough. It's going to be tough.
Offsided.
You would be saying some prayers together with those two tables.
That's right.
Well, okay, so let's. I'm going to mention again here. Listeners, grab your pens. Tailgate is the name of this, and it's subtitled that coaching is mentoring, mentoring is coaching. You got a great lineup here. CJ, Charles Johnson, is going to be the MC. You're going to have Coach Dan Hawkins, Sonny Lubick, and Coach Calhoun. April 26th, Sewell Ballroom, 7 to 9 p.m. That's at 14th and Champa. This is going to be a big event. And I'm gonna talk to you, because as long as I don't have anything impeding that, I want to be there for sure.
That's great.
Sounds like it's going to be a great event to attend.
It's going to be a good one.
Well, and let's also, just as we come to we're close to the end of the program here, I do want to mention again, people, get to this website, saveouryouth.org. Check this out and see if it's something that might be interesting to you to get involved in, and certainly pray and see if the Lord is moving your heart that way. SaveOurYouth.org. The phone number, 303-455-1126. Again, the phone number is 303-455-1126. And you can always log on to powerplayersradio.com. And I will put a link up. Luis, if you're giving me the okay for that, I'm going to make sure I'll keep a link on my site so that people can always just link right on to Save Our Youth from there. And that's powerplayersradio.com. So now tell me, you've 13 years, you said you've been doing this?
We've been doing it for 13 years, and we've probably mentored almost maybe 12 to 1,500 kids. It's one-on-one, and like I said, we ask mentors and kids to be at it for a year, but we average 3.5 years. We've had kids that have been mentored by us for 9 years. If a kid gets to, you know, when we reach 18, then we run them through a college prep course, and right now we have 40 kids in college. We serve 266 kids right now, one-on-one, and we do a really good job of managing our mentors, and that's really the key, the critical sign of a good mentoring program, how well our mentors taken care of. And I have to say that that's our strength, but we've worked real hard at it to make sure that happens. And, you know, I always like to say that, Ken, that when you mentor someone else's child, number one, it's not natural to do that. Why should we mentor and care for someone else's child? But when we do, I say it isn't natural, it's supernatural. Because when God calls us to care for the poor, when Christ said, don't keep the children from me, let them come to me, I think the message is the same to us, that we should be involved and care for those who struggle. Because if our needs are met, you know, too much is given, much is required, to whom little of is been given, even more will be given. And when we take care of that child and invest in someone else's child, the Lord's in it.
Yeah.
It's outside of the natural, it's supernatural, and we see great things, and we change and they change.
Yeah, and that's, you know, just like we hear so many people come on and talk about these ministry programs that they go on, outreach programs out in different countries and third world countries and stuff like that. And I am going to guess, and I'm just going to say that I know that the same is true here. That's that everybody comes back when they're done with this and says, you know, I went in to try and provide some help, and I came out receiving more than I gave.
That's right.
And that's a pretty cool thing, how the Lord works that way. He teaches us so much through those that we're trying to teach.
That's right.
And that goes true to our kids, too. Boy, again, being a parent, you know that. It's, you know, we learn so much from our kids when we get involved and engage them and try and bring them up in a way that glorifies our Lord and is pleasing to Him. We gain so much from that. They come back so many times. I can't tell you how many times my kids, I walk away and I say to my wife, man, did you get that? I mean, I just learned more from them than I could have learned anywhere else.
You know, Ken, I have three kids. They're all grown up. One is still in college, and I've had two college athlete children. And you know, each one has come back and said, "Yeah, you know, Dad, I'm amazed that I've come from a home that's together. We've been married 32 years, my wife and I, and the fact that our family is a point of strength." And they said, "You know, a lot of the people we're with, that isn't the case. When we ate together, when we were on vacation together, in some ways that's not the norm anymore. It's the norm to have broken families, and God bless those that go through it. We don't want them to go through it, but there's some casualties there, and it's tough. So let's invest in our children. I'm always amazed, Ken, that my kids embrace a relationship with Jesus Christ. To me, it's miraculous, because I didn't grow up that way,
right.
And for them to embrace the values that we promote based in the scriptures, it, to me, is awe-inspiring.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and on that note, we will we're coming to a close on this program. But again, I want people to log on saveouryouth.org and log on to powerplayersradio.com. Luis, we will have more conversations in the future, and I think that we'll do one probably right after this event. Again, folks, check this out: April 26th at the Sewell Ballroom. This program is called Tailgate, and it's going to be an awesome event. So get on to saveouryouth.org and check it out. And Luis Villarreal, thank you so much for joining me on the program today.
Good to be here. Thanks.
Thank you.